Hey friends, on this week's episode of Evolve with Danny Morrell, I'm gonna bring you where I rest every day, and I'm doing that because I wanted this to be a very restful episode. We're gonna be talking about something that is not only important to me, but could be important to you. And so we're here in my bedroom right now. And today what I wanna do is I wanna share with you my thoughts on plant medicine, whether that be ayahuasca or mushrooms. If you don't know, many of you know, you follow me on Instagram. Just this last weekend, I did my first one-on-one plant ceremony. And the weekend prior, I had about 27 of my top clients, some agents at the company, and some really close friends that I wanted them to experience a major breakthrough in their life. And so we had 27 people here at the house for a ceremony. It was a mushroom ceremony. And guys, it was absolutely incredible. We had one young lady who told me that she had experienced road rage her entire life, and all of a sudden it went away. We had a couple who felt like they had never connected this closely before. They literally commented that their bodies felt like one heart, one connection, one soul. We had another couple that was going to divorce that all of a sudden not only decided to stay together, but feels like they are more passionately in love than ever before. We had one young lady who was scared out of her mind and who came and for the first time tried it and experienced the most amazing breakthrough she has ever felt in her life before. And I just spoke to her, and she's a close friend of mine. She says, I'm ready, I wanna go back because I've never felt this good before. And we had another lady who's a client of mine and a friend of mine in the mortgage business, who, if you don't know, what the thing I mainly coach on is getting leverage in your life and truly experiencing peace, freedom, and abundance in your life. And it's tough to do that if you're working on the weekends. And I could tell people all day long, don't work weekends again. And yet the reality is that unless you see yourself living a life where you can earn the money that you deserve to earn and yet at the same time not have to work weekends so you can spend that with your families, you'll never do that. And this young lady finally, for the first time, literally from 1 week to the next, said, I had the courage to tell my clients I'm never working on Sundays ever again. And it just makes me so happy. It makes me so happy. And for me personally, it was a very powerful ceremony 2 weeks ago. I'll describe it to you by saying that it was like I was in The Matrix, the movie The Matrix, and I was Neo, and I was dying to my old self. Because plant medicine is very powerful and it works with you based off your intention. So I had a lot of confusion in my mind. I had a lot of confusion in my heart. As successful as some of you see me be or think I am or whatever the case may be, I'm still a human being and I still have doubts and worries and conflict in my own emotion and in my own being, in my own mind. And I wanted to be done with it forever. And so I set an intention, a powerful intention, and the medicine met me at my intention. And the best way that I could describe it was it was like a puzzle. And it started here in the corners with words that meant something to me, whether that's shame or guilt. And that would unlock an emotional response in my body, where my body literally started moving in a certain way as I purged those words out of my system. And then it went to self-worth, and then it went to belief, and then it went to knowledge, and then it went to people-pleasing, and then it went to what others think, and then it went, and it was just like a puzzle that it just kind of, like Tetris, just kind of forming and forming and forming and forming and forming until we got to the tip of the freaking puzzle, and I dealt with three things in my life that have brought me a lot of pain, a lot of worry, and a lot of suffering. And I won't share with you what all those three things were, but I will tell you what one of them was, and it was deep sadness from abandonment from my father. And, you know, for those that were here, you know, I literally, it was like when his name clicked in my mind, my right and my left side started shaking uncontrollably. And I couldn't even say the name until finally, I know this sounds weird, I went into my mouth and I grabbed his name and I shouted it out at the top of my lungs. I shouted my father's name and I finally just let it go, guys. I just let it go. And there were 3 to 4 words like that I thought. And guys, I gotta tell you, since that day, I've had not a single worry in my mind or my heart at all. It's all gone. I'm wiped clean. I'm free. And so I decided to go again the very next weekend because I'm a little crazy like that. And I wanted more breakthrough. I wanted more growth. I wanted more freedom. And that's where I want to start. And that's where I want to start this episode on. I want to really share with you what plant medicine is. I want to share with you not only the healing power of it, but the consciousness awakening power of it. And I want to become a source for you so that, you know, hopefully this show, if you ever have, you know, some questions about it or you're thinking about it, you know, maybe the show can help you. I'll start off with this. My journey started about 1.5 years ago. Maybe a little bit over 1.5 years ago. I was at a place in my life where I was empty inside. I had just experienced the separation with Claudia. I was living by myself in a little apartment, which I hated. I was learning to deal with what being by myself meant like, and I definitely did not have any peace in my heart. As a matter of fact, I was really sad. I was really sad. I was really lonely. There was a lot of anguish inside of me. And I could remember just wanting peace, and I could remember just wanting freedom, and I could remember wanting a spiritual connection with God, a true spiritual connection with God, one here in my heart, you know. And that's when I found out about plant medicine. And I had a friend of mine tell me, my friend's name is Gerard Adams. I saw a video of him with an enormous smile on his face. And I thought to myself, that's not him. He normally doesn't smile like that. And I spoke to him and I said, hey, what's up? He says, oh man, I just came back from this retreat, so forth and so on. And I said, man, you look great. He says, man, yeah, I tried ayahuasca. And I'll tell you what happened. In that moment, my mind said, you're in. And so I just told him, I'm in. And the reason why I said that was because 13 years prior, I had heard about it for the first time. Yet at the time, fear was in control of my life. As a matter of fact, there's a reason why I have this beautiful little Buddha here with me. Because for so many years of my life, through programming and through fear and through really, quite frankly, the dedication I had towards a religion that I participated in, I saw anything outside of that space as something to be afraid of. Quite frankly, I saw it as the devil. And so I would see Buddha and I was like, no, that's that weird stuff over there. I'm not gonna mess with that, right? And now, as I see this beautiful Buddha and you look at his face, this is one of my prized possessions because it took a lot of work, took a lot of healing to go within myself and to find that face here in my heart now. And so that's where my journey began, and I needed to get past the fear. I needed to get past all the things that my mind and my ego wanted me to think about this particular thing, this beautiful sacred plant. That connects you directly into the heart of Mother God and heals your heart, heals your heart. I've gotten so many messages from so many of you saying, you know, I have anxiety, I have depression, I'm constantly struggling, I'm struggling with overeating, I'm struggling with loving myself, I don't have discipline, I don't know when to wake up, I don't know how to do it, I don't. Because when the mind is living in fear, a human being is living in their mind. When a human being lives in fear, they're living in their mind. When a human being is living in love, they're living in their heart. And I'm here to tell you something that maybe no one else has ever told you before. 99.5% of all human beings are living in the mind. We live in a system that controls us, and it controls us through fear. And I finally was just at a place in my life where I was done. And no one ceremony can heal you. It's kind of an opening. And so, you know, I've now been a part of 14 different ceremonies, and I get the question all the time, why do you keep going for more? It's kind of like coaching, you know? When you think about it, when it comes to coaching in business, some people don't get any coaching at all. They want to figure it out on their own, you know? They're afraid of what that might look like. They're afraid of investing in money. They're really afraid of being told what to do. And some people dabble in coaching, you know? While others go all in and they hire one or two or three or four coaches. I'm just that kind of human being. I've always wanted to go all in. And so when it comes to healing my heart and evolving my consciousness, and quite frankly, just reprogramming my human consciousness, I'm all in. And so this past weekend, I had an incredible experience. It was a mushroom journey, one-on-one with my shaman. I won't say his name because I don't have permission to say his name, but what I will say is this. It's so beautiful to think that there was a time in my life, again, because of fear and because of religion, I wasn't okay with gays. I was just so evil and so mean about it. And I would shut my door and I just didn't want to hear about it. And, you know, that's been gone for a while. That's been gone in me for about, you know, 5 or 6 years. It happened one day. I had a beautiful dinner with one of our agents. His name is Joseph. You know who you are. And I just saw a man, a beautiful man who happened to love another man. And for the first time, all the walls around my heart about that subject just went away. And I asked myself, who the hell are you to judge anybody else and what they want to do? And that was 5 years ago, 4 years ago or so. And I haven't had an issue with this since then. But it's so awesome because my shaman today is a white gay guy. And I absolutely love him. And I absolutely love him. And we had the time of our lives. And I not only love him, but I feel blessed to have him in my life. I consider him now one of my life's greatest teachers and mentors. And I want to share with you some lessons that came to me during this first one-on-one ceremony that could potentially have an impact on you and your life. The first thing that I learned is that the ego is insidious and its goal is to keep you in a suffering state. If you think back to the ceremony I had here in my house, and I told you there were so many words, there was so much blockage in my mind, there was so much doubt and so much worry, you have no idea how many boxes I put myself in, and here I am, the guy that teaches you to get out of the boxes, right? I always had a message in my heart that I wanted to share with humanity. It was about evolving humanity. It was about raising consciousness. It was about being free. It was about being in control of your thoughts, feelings, and your emotions and not letting outside circumstance be in control. And yet the reality is that I wasn't free to do that because I was in a box, the real estate box. And I would think to myself, well, what are people going to think? I'm a real estate guy. I can't talk about this stuff. And yet if you go to all of my seminars, that's what I was talking about all the time. And the ego is insidious. It doesn't stop. It's sneaky. You need to understand this. All it wants from you is pain, suffering, and death. It won't stop until it holds you up against the wall by the neck and chokes the life out of you. And the way that it did this for me personally is that I would fight about everything. I recently made a post about politics. I won't get into that, but I was, you know, kind of going crazy about it. I would think about it all the time. I would watch TV about it. I would want to change people's minds about it. I would you know, watch the news about it or certain news channels about it. I would watch YouTube about it. I would do anything because I had a belief system. I'll tell you, you could agree or not agree. I have a belief system that there are other forces out there above our government that are controlling what's happening right now, whether it's, you know, the terrible racist acts that we've been noticing or COVID-19. It's my belief system, right? And I felt pretty damn powerful about it, pretty strong about it, to the fact that I would fight with others about it, even my whole family about it. And I finally had to let go. I had to let go because I realized it was an area in my life that the ego was using to control, manipulate me, and keep me in a suffering state. And the most beautiful thing happened in that ceremony. What started to happen was, and this is what the plant medicines do for you, they take you away from the ego for a period of time so that you can connect with your heart and so that the true you can think, the true you can surface, and the true you can be healed. And in this moment, in this particular ceremony, I felt in such a powerful way the thought, Danny, you have a choice. You have a choice about what you put your energy into. You have a choice about the thoughts that you choose to believe. You have a choice about what you invest your mind, your body, your soul into. And so what is this investment that you are putting into politics getting to you? And in that moment, while I'm in ceremony and I've got my eyes closed, the answer was very clear. Pain and suffering. Pain and suffering. It was keeping me, all of that energy that I was putting into that was keeping me away from my true destiny, my true potential on this planet. And even worse, it was keeping me away from people that I love that didn't happen to believe the exact thing that I believe. Here's my question to you. If it's not politics, I guarantee you it's something. Because the ego doesn't just exist in me. The ego exists in every single one of us. The second thought that came very clear to me, and this was a thought from my shaman, he came to me and he says, you know what, Danny, you can either choose to be right or you can choose to be happy, but you can't choose to be both. And, you know, my ego, our egos all work on us in different ways, but my ego was so scared, it wanted me to be the king. And if you didn't believe in me or if you weren't a part of my kingdom, then you were out and you were ousted, right? And I would cut you viciously. And you may know people like that, right? Some of them are, sometimes they're called narcissists, right? If you saw the interview with Claudia, you see that she said that about me a couple of times and shit, she was right. She was right. Because I wanted to be right so bad. I didn't even realize it. So I would fight about everything. Many of you remember when I first did ayahuasca, I fought about that. Fought about politics. Fight about my business. Fight about absolutely everything. And I finally just decided to stop fighting. Stop fighting, because I choose happiness. The crazy thing is I didn't even know I had the power to choose happiness. And when you find the freedom in that choice, your life will change absolutely forever. But you're gonna have to let go of some things that mean the world to you because they're controlling you right now. They're controlling your actions, they're controlling your outcome, and as a result, they're controlling your life. Number next, I normally don't use notes, but I wanted to get this one right. Your opinion is the only one that matters. Your opinion is the only one that matters. I started to realize that, you know, when COVID came out, man, oh man, I was Mr. Anti-COVID. I still am, obviously, it's just who I am. I thought to myself, I'm not gonna be afraid of this thing. I'm not gonna wear a mask. Heck, if you wear a mask, you're crazy. I don't wear a mask, so that means if you don't wear a mask, you're crazy, right? And, you know, it was just my belief system. Again, it was my ego. My ego just had this way of wanting me to be right, right? And wanting me to keep others away who didn't believe what I believe. And that's the state of humanity right now. The state of humanity right now is a complete immersion in you believing what you believe and fighting with other people. And that's what we've got to learn to let go of. We're all living up here. None of us are living here. As much as I believed in what I believed in politics, and as much as I believed in what I believe in, that there's forces that are, you know, trying to vaccinate us and so forth and so on, here's the fact of the matter. Some of you might be asking, but we gotta fight for what's right. When the time is right to fight, I'll be ready to fight. But right now, we can't fight with anybody because we're so busy fighting amongst ourselves. And if we fight amongst ourselves, we ain't gonna get anything done. Because the powers that be, that's exactly what they want. They want us to be fighting amongst ourselves. Next point. And this one, I think I'm gonna end with this one. Because this is a big one. This one's something that, I'll read you this. The more fearful a person is, the more he uses his mind. The more fearless a person is, the more he uses his heart. And I'll read you that one because in closing, I wanna share with you that that is what plant medicine has done for me, and that truly is what plant medicine will do for you. If you're at a place in your life, or when you're at a place in your life where you are tired of being controlled by the anxiety, the constant restlessness, the constant thinking, the constant worrying, the constant doubting, all plant medicine is. And there's a couple of different ones, and they serve different purposes, but all plant medicine is a way for you to go from the ego mind and connect and heal to your heart. And when that truly happens, you will start living a life that you never even thought imaginable, because it's the life that we were given compared to the life that we were programmed to believe we should be living. And so I'm here for you. If you're a follower, if you're watching this for the very first time, I want to let you know that, and I want to be able to say this publicly because quite frankly, I'm just not afraid of what anybody thinks, because 100% of people who have tried plant medicine know that this is the truth. And 100% of people that haven't tried it will be afraid of it, and that's okay. Just like jumping out of a plane. You could tell me till you're blue in the face that jumping out of the plane is the greatest thing to ever do on planet Earth. Same way I feel about ayahuasca. Same way I feel about plant medicine. Same way I feel about mushrooms. As a matter of fact, it's not even a feeling, it's a knowing. For the human being who is sick and tired of being sick and tired, and for the human being who truly wants to tap into their true potential and heal their emotional and mental wounds, God created these beautiful things called plants, and they could absolutely help change your life forever. We are in the process of beginning to host our own retreats. I believe we're going to be having one by the end of this year and two next year. Locations to be determined, or to be determined. But if you'd like to go in on our waiting list right now, I invite you to go to our website. The name of the website is JourneyTO2HigherSelf.com. When you go to the site, simply fill out all of the information, and as soon as the dates and location are confirmed, we will be reaching out to you individually to see how we can help you evolve into your best potential in mind, body, business, and soul. If you've enjoyed this episode, please make sure that you like, comment, heart it, leave it a rating, and share it with your family members and friends. Take care, and we'll see you next week.